Your Mishnayis Mesech Techulim. First Mishnah, HaKil Shechtim, anybody can make a Shechita, and the Gemara has a lot of different truths on what the Mishnah means to include, but it means to include anybody that's a Mumcha, that's a Bok, in Hilcha Shechita, he's Mutter to make a Shechita L'Chetchilam, even though we do not know for sure that he can hold his hands the right way, he won't become tired or weak in the middle of the Shechita. Still, HaKil Shechtim. And then Shechita Sang Shera, which is mashma b'diyeva, there are certain people that even though l'chadchila at the beginning, they should not make the shechita, but if they make the shechita, then still it's kshera. But meaning to say, if we do not know that he's a bok in hilcha shechita, then l'chadchila not, but b'diyeva, if he made the shechita, still the shechita is kshera. We check him out later to make sure he knows the hilcha shechita, b'diyeva the shechita is kosher. Chutz excluding mecheresh, that's deaf and dumb, or else a shaita, a fool, the cotton. A cotton doesn't have das. The locher is shema yikalklu b'shchitosim. If they make a shchita and nobody watches them, even b'diyevet we say the shchita is psula. Even if they know the lochers, still we do not trust them that shema yikalklu. Maybe by mistake they didn't realize it. They were over one of the psulim. Either they made a shia, they waited in between the shchita or dross, so they pressed down. Kolodah they put the knife in between. So therefore, even b'diyevet we say the shchita is psula. If nobody's standing over watching them. Now, v'chulon sheshochetu, any person that makes a shechita, chur means to include even a chereshayt of a cotton, but v'yachirim reyneisan, if somebody else is there to watch them, in the godless emir agab of watching them, when they do the shechita, and echnami, then shechitosan ksheira, then v'dyeva, the shechita is kosher, but since somebody watched them to make sure they didn't do anything wrong, then the shechita is kosher. However, shechitas nochri, let's say a guy makes a shechita, even if a Jew is watching over him and makes sure he does nothing wrong, still the locher is nevela. A guy cannot make a shechita, and if he does it, it's sitting like a nevela that the animal died by itself. And therefore, mitam of a masa, it has regular tumas masa on it, like a regular nevela. And the reason why a guy is possible, so Tosfos says, because the pasuk says, v'zavachta, v'yochalta, samashma mishu, or bar zavicha, as the issa, not heat without shechita, he can make a shechita. But a guy that has no issa heated without shechita, he cannot make a shechita. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ashoychet balayla, if somebody makes a shechita at night time when it's dark, v'chein ha'asuma sheshochros, if a blind person makes a shechita, shechita sekshera, v'diyevet is kosher, but about l'chadchili, you should not shecht at night, because if it's dark, you can't see. The Morris of the Nechnami, if you have a torch there that becomes light, then it's smooth even l'chatchila. Now, ha'sheichet b'shabbat, if someone makes a shechita on Shabbat itself, or else over Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, he makes a shechita, so afal pishim is chayiv b'nafshah, even though it's a big of everybody did, his mam is chayiv misa, on Shabbat is chayiv skila, on Yom Kippur is chayiv koris, still the loch rizdo, shechita asak sheira, the ma'isa, the shechita is kosher, and you'll not eat from this meat. The Gemara just said that Midrabbanin, Oisei Ayoyim, that day, you cannot eat from it. Whether it be Nena from Lecha Shabbos, whether it's Muksa, that day you cannot eat from it. But on Mitzvah Shabbos, you're allowed to eat from it. And Toi speaks out, even though he's a Mechal Shabbos here and has Loch like a guy, but by during the first Shechita, you don't become a Mumar. It's only after you do it, or after a few times. But here at the beginning, while you're doing the Shechita, you're not a Mumar yet, therefore the Shechita is Ksheva. Mishnah Beis. Ha-sheichet b'magel yod. If you shecht with a small type of a knife, magel yod, that's a hand knife that you use to cut down the grass with. And the mashman gemara that has two sides to this blade, that one side is smooth, it's kosher l'shechita, and the other side has notches, has pegimus inside it. So that's the chiddush that b'diyeved the shechita is kosher. The chachili you should not use such a knife, because we're afraid maybe you shecht on the wrong side of the blade. But b'dyevet, if you made a shechita on the right side, the shechita is ksheva. What's going to be b'tsur over kona? Or then if you use a sharp stone, or else you use a kona, a sharp reed, then b'dyevet, shechita is ksheva. And the more it comes out that if the tsur or the kona was detached, then it's even kosher l'chatchila. If it's still growing like mikore, it's puzzle. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it was tolish or l'saif chibru, that the stone was first taken out from the mountain, then they put it back in again. So then only b'dyeva, the shechita is kshera. Then the Mishnah says, ha'kil shechtim, means anybody can make a shechita. even a Yisrael Mumur, as long as he's not a Mumur Lavaris Kachav, unless he's not a Mumur Tzolatar Kula, and Uliyelim Shechtin, you always have to make a Shechita, means you could do it Bein B'yoyim, Bein B'layla, you can make a Shechita, and also Vakol Shechtim, with anything you could use to make a Shechita, whether it's a knife, whether it's a stone, whether it's a corner, like we had before, you can make a Shechita. Chutz, excluding though, Mimagel Kotzer, this type of a knife that they use to cut down the Tfuah with, here it's possible, because the shinai and the teeth of it, like has pegamus in it. Therefore, here it has a pegam, it has notches in it, therefore it's possible. Fi hamegeru hu adin, a sore is possible to use for shechita. Now, via shinai and via tziporin, hu adin, you cannot use nails, you cannot use teeth, when they're attached, when they're still in the lech, in the jaw of an animal, or they're still on the hand, then it's possible to be used for shechita. And it says, why? Because all these last cases, since they have like notches there, it's not smooth. Therefore, we say it like rips the simonim, it's chenikid, it does not cut it. But this term does not apply really to the last two, to the case of a tziporin, of a nail, or a tooth. There, the psula, since it's mechubah, still it's attached, that's a new psula. You cannot make a shechita with something that's attached to the ground, or to chiyas. Now, hashoichet b'magil kotzer. If the Shaykh makes a Shechita with the Magal Kotzer, that's a type of a knife that also has a notch on it, on one side of it. On the beginning of the knife, there's a little pegam there. So it depends. But Derech Halichasam, if he only does it going forwards, not coming back, so if so, we say then it does not really cut the simonim, the pegam. Therefore, Beisham, my person, Beisham still says it's possible. Because the Gzeira, maybe you'll still shech, bringing the knife backwards, and then that will rip the simonim. But Obey Silla Machshir, Mashilla says, no, it's kasha. You don't make this Gzeira that Melech Otto Mevi. Therefore, since by being Melech, just moving the knife one straight across, that hole there does not cut the simonim, therefore it's Gzeira. Echnaim in the Gemara, one man Yama says, Avad, it's only kasha, means there's no Tumas Nevela. But Bachili Yod, it's also Bachili with the Rabbanim. Then the Mishnah says, V'yimechliku shineo, but even the case where it has some type of pegams there. But let's say you smooth them out, and now it's all smoothed out, that blade, then avada harehi kesak, it's like a regular knife, and you let him make a shechita with it. And the chiddush is, you don't make gzeira to a regular magil kotzir. A regular magil kotzir has pegamas in it. So even though this one you smoothed out, we don't make gzeira to say, okay, use other ones, no, Leon used this one, therefore the shechita is kosher. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-shoichet mitoicha tabas. We make a shechita in the middle of the tabas, the middle of the big ring that's on top of the corner, on top of the windpipe. Like the windpipe is made out of a long pipe and it has rings going around it. The top part of the top ring, that's the tabas ha-gedolom. So our Mishnah notes that's the furthest place up on the corner that you can still make a shechita. So if you shecht and you make the slice in the middle of the tabas, but v'shayim b'molei ha-chut al-pnei kula, shechitos ha-ksheira. As long as there's a little bit left of that tabas above your mokam ha-shechita, even though it's only as small as a chut, as a string, still, the shechita is k'sheira. As long as the shechita is done in that tabas, not above the tabas, then the shechita is k'sheira. How much of the shechita has to be in the tabas? The Tanakam, the Rabbanon, holds the whole shechita. Even if the last miyit would be above the tabas, it'll be psula. Reb Yesi, Reb Yudu, I may know, molei ha-chut al-pnei ruba. It's enough that a rove of the shechita, the rove of the slice, was done yet inside this tabas. Rove of it was not done above the tabas. It's ksheira. Even though the last third, the last miyat, was done, shlei b'mokam shechita, so what? Ruba kakula, once rove was done, the shechita is already kosher. We don't care about the last mixas that's done above the mokam shechita. However, in the Gemara, we come out, we don't pass like this Mishnah. We hold way above the tabas. It's still kosher to make the shechita. And the Mokam HaShechita, where it becomes possible, is from the Shipu Kaiva. That's way up above, where there's the Kaiva, there comes like a top ball there, it starts to become narrow, that's where it's possible. But below that, it's all kosher. Mishnah Dalet. HaShechit Minat Zdodim Shechitos HaKshera. You make a Shechita on the side of the neck, so Rashi learns it's even kosher lefetchila. Lost in his HaShechit, on goes to the Seifa. But if you make a Shechita on an animal on the sides of the neck, the Shechita is K'shera. What's going to be Hamulik Minat Stom? Let's say you make a Malik on a knife of Kutchim, where the Kohen has to take his thumb and press down, not to make a Shechita, but to make a Malika. There, if you do it on the sides of the neck, it's possibly kasa psula. As the Torah there says, pili bimul orpoi, means it has to be on the back of the neck, not on the sides. Now, what's going to be hashoichet minorit? Let's say make a shchita on the back of the neck. So, halacha is shchita sapsula, sapasla shchita. Because if you start to cut on the back of the neck, first you're going to cut through the mafrekes, the backbone, and roiv basa, and you're going to make the animal into a treifa before you get to the simonim. So therefore, the halacha is shchita sapsula. What's going to be hamulik minorit? Let's say make a malika from the back of the neck. Then malikasek shera, that's the mitzvah, mimul arpoi, that's the makom we're supposed to make the malika. By a oif of kachin, the kohen has to make the malika on the back of the neck. That's going to be hashechet minatzavor shchitasek shera. If you make a shchita on the front of the neck, that's koshlish, that's the makom hashchita. Hamolik minatzavor, let's say the kohen makes the malika on the front part of the neck, likasek psula. The malika is posik, because the posik says mimul arpoi in the back and on the front. So it comes out that shekola oirev kasha l'mlika. The whole back of the neck is kasha to make a mlika there. And b'chol atzaver, kasha l'shchita, the whole front of the neck is kasha to make a shchita. So nimtza comes out that kasha b'shchita is possible b'mlika. Whatever is kasha b'shchita tak is possible b'mlika. And whatever is kasha b'mlika then is, it's possible b'shchita. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Hey, kasha b'atorim, when you want to bring oifos for a korban, so the Torah says there are two different types of oifos, birds you could bring. Either teirim or else b'nei yoyne, either doves or else b'nei yoyne pigeons. So it says, kosher b'teirim, the age that's kosher by a dove, is possible b'nei yoyne, is possible by a pigeon. And kosher b'nei yoyne, the first year old of a pigeon, that's kosher, is possible b'teirim, is possible for a teirim for a dove. A dove, a teirim has to be over a year old, and a b'nei yoyne has to dafka be within its first year. Now, tchilas hatziyuv, when the feathers around the neck of these two birds start to turn yellow, pazer v'zeh posel, by both of them, they're posel. In other words, for b'nei yoyne, it's already too old already, it's after its first birthday, that its feathers start to turn yellow, so it's posel. And by turim, it's too young, it's the beginning of the second year, but it's not yet in its, it didn't reach yet the stage of gedolim. That's the way till after first. After that first month, after the 13th month of the second year, that's when he becomes a gadol, that's when he can bring a Torah. Now, Mishnah Vov. Kosher ba'pora posel be'egla. What's kosher, the hechsher for pora, which is done through a shchita, is posel by the egla rufa. Pora here means the pora duma. And kosher be'egla, when you have an egla rufa, means if you find a mace outside the city, we do not know who killed him, so you have to bring a korban egla rufa, so that's only kosher ba'rufa by chopping off the head. And that's posel b'parah, that will be posel for the parah duma. Parah duma has to dafka be through a shchita and not through an areifa, just chopping off the head. Then the Mishnah says, kosher b'kahanim. What's kosher about a kohen, meaning to say he could do the avodah, no matter how old he is posel b'leviyim. There's a psul b'leviyim, they could only do the avodah in the Mishkan when they were 30 until 50. Age-wise, there's a psul b'leviyim. Now, kosher b'leviyim, meaning by the leviyim, there's no psul of a mum. Even though the Levi is a Baal Mum, still he could do his Avodah. His Pasul B'Kanim, Mashenka B'Kanim, we know there's a Psul of a Mum. If a Kohen has the Mum, he's Pasul to do the Avodah. Then the Mishnah goes on that Torah B'Kli Cheres. What's Torah about a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli? Meaning to say it's not Makabel Tumah from the outside, only from the inside of the Kli. Is Tomei B'Chol HaKelim. All other Kelim, metal and wood, is Makabel Tumah from the outside. Now, Torah b'chol ha-kelim, what's Torah about all the other kelim, meaning to say that if the sheretz does not touch the kli itself, it just comes inside the arva, the ear of the kli is still tor, is tamav kli cheres, mashenka by kli cheres, that's the chiddush, that as long as the sheretz of the tamav just comes inside the arva, the ear of the kli, even though it does not touch the walls of the kli, still it's tamav, it's mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah says, Torah b'chli eitz, what's Torah about a chli eitz? Meaning to say, if the Kli Eitz was not Chokak, was not hollowed out yet, it was just on a flat, shoot the Kli Eitz, a stamp smooth piece of eight wood. It's not Mekabel Tumah, it's Tumah v'Kli Matchis. By a metal Kli, it doesn't make a difference, even though it's flat, it doesn't have a base kibble, it can't receive, except be Mekabel, the liquid, still as long as it's finished, the Kli Matchis is Mekabel Tumah. Mashen Kein Torah v'Kli Matchis, meaning by a metal Kli, if you do not finish making it yet, even though it's smooth, but if it's not finished, it's not ready to be used yet, so it's not called the kli to makabel tumah at store, it's tumah b'kli eitz. A kli eitz, a wooden kli, even though it's not completely finished yet, but as long as it has its base kibble, you made a chakika, you hollowed it out, even though you didn't finish it yet, still it's usable. The more explains, because by a matchis, it's an important thing, it's derech kavod, you honor people with it, you only use it when it's finished. But a kli eitz is not made to be mechabed, therefore it's tumah k'mekabel tumah as soon as you made the chakika. As soon as you hollowed it out, even though it's not finished yet. Now, ha'chayiv b'shkedim ha'morim, when you have these bitter almonds, when they are mechuyiv in trumas ha'maisus, meaning to say when they're small yet, they're not that bitter yet, it's potter b'mesukim. Ba'shenkein, the sweet almonds, they, when they're so small, they're not edible yet. You first eat them when they become bigger. So when they are small, the sweet ones, they're not mechuyiv in trumas ha'maisus, not called a pri yet. And the opposite way, ha'chayiv b'mesukim, when you have these sweet almonds, when they come very big, that's when it's edible, that's when it's chayim. Trumas amaisis is part of imorim. If you have a bitter almond, it's part of from trumas amaisis, because when they become so big, they're so bitter, you can't even eat them. So therefore, they're not called meichel anymore, it's not mechuyev anymore in trumas amaisis. Now, Mishneh Zayin, ha-temed, that's water that you throw over the pits and shells of grapes, meaning after you made wine once, you already squashed down the grapes, and you took out the juice, you made the wine once. Now they used to pour water over these squashed out pits and shells, and it would also turn the water into wine. So it depends. Actually, hechmitz, if this water did not start to ferment yet, so it's not called the yain, it's still called water. Therefore, eino nikach b'kes of meiser. If you have money of meiser sheni, meaning you grew pears, and you paid the meiser sheni onto money, and now you take the money with you up to Yerushalayim, and they are supposed to buy food, so you're not allowed to buy water with this money, so therefore you cannot buy this temed, this type of wine, before it starts to ferment. It's not called wine, it's still called water. And therefore, upois lesa mikvah, if this temed now would fall into a mikvah, it's mayim shuvim, and if you have gimalugim of it, it would pass all the mikvah, because it still has the same water on it, and water of shuvim that you put into a kli would pass all the mikvah. But misha hechmetz, once this temed started to ferment already, then it has a sheni yayin on it. Then nikach b'kes of meiser, you're allowed to buy it with the money of meiser sheni. But v'yein apois lef the mikvah, does not pass all the mikvah. Since it's called wine, it's not called water, so only water passes with mayim shuvim. Yayin does not pass so because of the din of mayim shuvim. Only if rave of it, that will be mishana, the color, the chazusa of the mikvah, then it'll be possible. But asilchas mayim shuvim, it does not pass, it's not called water, it's called Yayin. Now, Ha'achin HaShutfim. Let's say you have brothers that became Shutfim, means partners, in the Yerusha of their father, meaning they already made a Chalukah, they divided it up. Then the Lachar is like this, that Kishechayovim B'kolbein, if they give a Machzis HaShekel, the Lachar is, if two people want to give a Machzis HaShekel together, so what they do is they give one Shekel, Sholem, for both of them, the din is they have to eat on this small coin called the Kolbein. You have to eat on a little bit more because you don't know exactly if you have really two halves or not. So therefore, you have to eat on more of a coin. But that's only if two people give together. Now, if they do this, Petera Shutfim, then the Lachar is Peturim Imaisib Hema. If these two brothers are called like Shutfim in the father's property, so then the Lachar is Yepotif Imaisib Hema. Maisib Hema means if you own an animal and they give birth and you have 10 new ones born, so then you have to take off 1/10 of Imaisib Hema. But that's only if the animals are born from your animal, not if you own a b'shutfis. If two people own it together, there's no din ma'isa b'hema. Now, kishechayovim b'ma'isa b'hema, let's say these two brothers are not considered shutfim. Let's say Lamosha, before they make a Yerusha, before they make the Chalukah, their father died, but they did not go to divide up the property yet. So still all considered like the father's property. So it's only considered like one owner still. So therefore, the new animals that are grown that year, there is a chiv of ma'isa b'hema. So, kishechayovim b'maisa b'hema, meaning when they're not shutfim, it's still only like one owner, then peturim in akalboim. If they want to take off a shekel for the two brothers, so since they didn't make the chaluk yet, it's considered like their father is paying for them. The law is, if somebody pays the two maksa shekel, a shekel, for two other people, give it to them for matana, then the law is, you don't have to add this extra kolboim. You don't have to add this extra coin. You only have to add it if it's like shutfim, that are one is paying for both of them. But if one person stam gives a matana for somebody else, then you don't have to add this kolbein. So the kids, so that's the halacha of achim, brothers are shutfim. It depends. If they made a chaluk already, then they can only be terah shutfis. But if it's still considered by the tfusis av, by the father yet, so they're not called shutfim yet, therefore they'll be put them in a kalboin, but the new animals that grow in a chanami, there'll be a chiyuv of maisa behem. Yeah, then the Mishnah continues on that kol mokim shiyesh mecher, anytime a father is able to sell his daughter for an omer riyah for a slave, meaning to say, kol zman she's a ketano, is ein knas, there's no aloch that somebody, if a man is manis, forces her, or talks her into living with her, that there's no din knas, you don't have to pay the father chamishim shkolim. Because the din of knas, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, is only when she's a nara, when she's a gedola. And therefore, b'chol mokim she'esh knas, whenever she becomes a gedola, meaning she's 12 years old and she has two sirus b'reis a mokim, then if somebody's ma'anas or forces her or talks her into it, that the man has to pay the father chamishim shkolim, is ein mecher, the father cannot sell her anymore. Once she becomes a gedola, the father cannot sell her. The Gemara says it's a kal b'chayma. If she's already sold, when she becomes a gedola, she goes out with simonim, and so then, once she has simonim, the father cannot sell her anymore. And then it goes on, another halacha of the Mishnah, that kol mokim she'esh miyun, kol zman, it's called kedushei ketana, that's only mid rabbonin. In the case, let's say, where the father died already, and the mother or the brother married off the younger daughter, and she's not a nara, she's only ketana, so halacha is that kedushin is only chal mid rabbonin. So mid rabbonin, the halacha is this miyun, means whenever she wants to say goodbye to him, she just has a right to say goodbye, and she doesn't have to have a get. So it means kol zman she's a ketana, is ein chalitza. In the case where it comes to mitzvah chalitza, let's say your husband died, and there's a brother alive, so that she can't have chalitza, because the ketana cannot make chalitza. And therefore the opposite, that b'chol mokim she'esh chalitza, whenever it comes out that she could have chalitza, meaning that she's already in nara, she's already 12 years old, then the locher is ein miyun. Then in such a case where it be a kedusha derabbanan, then you can't make miyun anymore. Because then, we have to be afraid, it looks like she's a gedola, it looks like she has already kedusha midiraisa, and therefore she can only go out with a get. And again, the Gemara says this goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that he holds that once the ketana, she comes a gedola, once she becomes a nara with two sirus, she can't make miyun, but rather she needs a get. And the Mishnah continues on, another locher is that kol mokim she'esh tekiya, kol zman, you have to blow the shofar, meaning on Erev Shabbos, a regular Friday, a weekday, a Friday, that the loch was, they used to have a minute, they used to blow the shofar 6 times to tell the people to stop doing work to get ready for Shabbos. The first time they used to blow was Levata Machrisha, people on the fields to stop plowing. So kol mokim she'yesh tkiya, that means it's a regular Friday that you blow the shofar, or else we'll soon see any Friday that you blow the shofar is ein Abdullah. Like a Friday going into Shabbos, Friday night, you don't have to make Abdullah. Meaning to say, even if it's Yom Tov, let's say Friday is Yom Tov, and then at night it's Shabbos, you do not have to make Havdalah from Friday Yom Tov to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Kedusha Chamura. But the opposite way, V'chol Mokim She'esh Havdalah, anytime you do have to make Havdalah, meaning to say it's a Moitzoi Shabbos, but you make Havdalah even though Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Tov, still you make Havdalah, because Shabbos is a Kedusha Chamura. Going into Yom Tov is only Kedusha Kal, so you have to make Havdalah. Therefore, then the halacha is ain't kia. There's no inyan to blow the shofar. We don't blow the shofar on Shabbos to tell people to stop watching for Yom Tov that's coming at nighttime, because treat the Shabbos as mochama. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Yom Tov shechal lias bera Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Friday. Send the halacha that the Mishnah said before, taken. Still, there was a minute to blow the shofar, but v'loy mavdilan at night, Friday night, you do not make avdola from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but mitzoy Shabbos after Shabbos. Mavdilin, meaning if Yom Tov comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, then you have to make Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos even though you're going into Yom Tov. And then, B'loi Toikin, on such a Shabbos, you do not have to blow the shofar for the Mitzvah Shabbos for the Yom Tov. Because whenever you're watching for Yom Tov, for sure you have to watch already from Shabbos. So there's no purpose of blowing the Tkiyah. Now, Kate said Mavdilin, in such a case when Yom Tov comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, that we have to make Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos, what type of Havdalah do we make that's going into Yom Tov? So we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh, not Stam ben Kodesh leChil, because it's not Chil, it's Yom Tov. So we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh, like we do. Rabbi Doisi says ben Kodesh Chomer leKodesh Akal. You have to speak out in Avdol and say Hamavdil ben Kodesh Chomer between Shabbos leKodesh Akal, to the simple Kodesh which is only Yom Tov. Maisa, we don't hold the Kabbalah, we do not have the Tanakhama, we say Amal the Kodesh the Kodesh. Yeah, now up to Perek Sheni. Mishnah Aleph, HaShoichet Echot Boit. If you shecht one simin by knife, by chicken, which Midiraisa, that's enough, just to shecht one simin, either the Kona or else the Veshet, either the windpipe or the food pipe. Ushnaim by Behema, Mashenkin by Behema, there the Shrit is torn, you have to shecht both simonim. So the Mishnah says, Shchitosek Sher with the Shrit is kosher. So the Gemara asks the question, it's Mashma Shchitosek Sher with only B'di'evid. If you already did it, it's kosher, but not L'chatchila. So the question is, if you shechted two simonim by Behema, what's wrong? What else could be L'chatchila? So one tells the Gemara means in the first part, the Reish Echad B'yoyf, that even though it's kosher chicken, the shecht just one simon, but L'chatchila, al sechurma, you're supposed to shecht both simonim. You shouldn't come to miss. So that's why it's only B'di'evid. Then the Mishnah says another loch is Verubai Shalechot Kamo. Even though by knife you have to at least shecht one simon, but it does not have to be a complete simon. Rive, the majority of the simon is like the old thing, it's also kosher. And the within by Ibrahim also it's kosher rive. Rabbi Yudah says, At Shiyishchet Es Havridin. He holds that by birds, not only Al Silchus Shchita, but Al Silchus Melicha, to get the dam out of a chicken, you not only have to shecht one of the simonim, but you also have to cut then the vein, the throat vein, that has a lot of blood there. In order to get the blood out of the chicken, you have to cut the vridim. So again, it's not a loch inuch shchito, it's loch inuch hechsha. To make the oif kosher, you have to also cut the vridim, the neck vein there. Now, what's going to be chatzi yechud by if somebody only made a shchito on half of the simon by the chicken? The yechud v'chatzi b'behem, even by behem, you only did one and a half simonim. Loch v'shchitas t'psula, the shchit is psula, it's no good. A shchit has to be either on ruboy or the whole of one simon by knife, or ruboy or the whole of two simonim by behema. But just a half is no good. Now, roiv echad boif, if you do roiv of one simon by a bird, or else for roiv shnayim by behema, if you do roiv of two simonim by behema, shchitasik shayra, then the shchit is kosher. And the more is the question, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it twice? It already said at the beginning of the Mishnah. So Moritz is coming to teach us that not only by shchit is chulun is roiv enough, but even by Shchitas Kodeshim, also it's enough to have Roiv, Rubika Kula, we even say by a Shchita of a Korban of Kodeshim. The Mishnah Beis, HaShoichet Shnei Roshim Kechod, if somebody shechs two heads, two animals, at one time of Asachas, Tzalochres Shchitosak Shevim, it's Mutta, and the Gemara says even L'Chathilu allowed to do it, allowed to shech two heads at one time, providing that the knife is long enough, like we'll soon see. Shnayim Eichsin Besakim, what's going to be if two people hold on to one knife? V'shechetin, and they shech like together. Afilo Echod L'malo V'yechod L'mato, one person is holding the knife on top, one holding it on the bottom. Is all Shchitosak Sheira. And the Mefarshim say, right, the more it comes out, what it means to say really is that the holding the knife, Belachsin in a slant, and one towards the head and one towards the body. Still the Shchit is kosher, we're not afraid that maybe they made a drosa. Maybe they just press down on the knife. And that's the ratio of the Mishnah says. You can shech two heads at one time. Smar comes out, that's only by chulin. But by kodshim, there midrabonne, there lechetchili, you should not shech two at one time. There it's only b'di'evit. But by chulin, if the knife is long enough, longer than both heads, another shear of a head, and even if you only make one movement, it's kosher. If you go backwards and forwards, then the shechit is kosher, even though it's a smaller knife. Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be hit this as the Rosh B'Basachas? Let's say, with one stroke of the knife, you just cut off the head, and you like press down with the knife, and you, with one movement, without going back and forward, just with one movement, then we say Shchitas Tzulam, because for sure you made a dross, you just press down. What's going to be how you shech it? Let's say you were shecht, and you'll make your movements, either going forwards or going backwards one time, Vitis as the Rosh B'Basachas and did it in one time, made a shchita with one movement, so it depends. Im yesh besakin molei tzavak shera, if the knife is longer than the neck of the animal, another length of a neck, in other words, it's twice the length of the neck of the animal, then shera, then we can say just with one movement of a forward movement or a backwards movement, you could make a kosher shchita. What's going to be how you shoichet v'hittis shnei roshim v'asachas, like the Mishnah before, you were shechting two animals at one time, and again with one movement you shechted two heads at one time. So again, as I meant to say before, that im yesh v'sakin molayt sabar echad, if the knife is long enough that it extends over these two necks another length of the neck of an animal, again k'shera, then we say that with one movement of the knife, just going forwards or backwards, you could make a kosher shechita. Again, as long as the knife is longer than the neck of the animal, the size of another neck. Now, b'med v'mamurim, when was it said these shiurim, that the shechita is only kosher if the knife is this long? B'zman shahilach v'lehevi. Or yehevi v'lehilach. Either going forwards or going backwards. But you're not going back and forwards. If you do both movements, backwards and forwards, then the klal is afilu kolshu. Even if the knife is a small knife, not long at all, it's a very small, even a kolshu, smallest amount. The afilu b'izmil, a very small knife, Rashi says it means like a tar, like a razor, is also ksheira. As long as you go back and forwards, then we say you don't have to make a drusa, press down to make a kosher shechita, but the movement of going backwards and forwards, that makes a kosher shechita. Then no matter how small the knife is, as long as you go backwards and forwards, it's considered a kosher shechita. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Then the Mishnah continues on. What's going to be noflo sakin b'shochato? Let's say a sakin falls down by itself, not mikoychod, not from the power of a person, just by itself the knife falls down. So afal pi shochato kedak, even though I made a kosher shechita, still the lacher is psula, the shechita is psula. It's not called mikoyach adam, it's a posla shechita. Shinema, the posuk says, v'zavachta v'yachalta, so v'dashin, ma'asha'ata zaveyach ha'toichol. It's only what you shecht you could eat from. Meaning to say, you have to make a ma'isa shechita, a koyach adam. But if it falls by itself, there's no koyach, there's no power of a man, that's posla. What's going to be noflo ha'sakin v'higbiya? Let's say, yinilu shechita, the sakin fell down and you picked it up. So the question is, you had to wait in between the shechita. Or else, noflo kele v'gbiyon. Your jacket fell off you in the middle of the shechita and you picked it up. Or else, hishchez es ha-sakin. Or else, you sharpened the knife. Rashi learns it means before the shechita, you sharpened the knife. V'yof, then in the middle of the shechita, you became tired. Ovoch haver v'shochin. You called your friend to finish off the shechita. So the kids, in the middle of your shechita, you took a break. So locher is, if you waited, if your break was long enough, how long it takes you to make a shechita, that's called the psul shia, halach l'moshe m'sinai, that the shechita is psula. But if it was less than that, it's still kosher. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no, even a smaller shia passes. Im shoy k'day bikur, if you waited in between your shechita long enough, the mark comes out, bikur means to check out the knife. How long it takes you, the sheikh itself, to check out the knife, if you waited that length, that's called also psula of shi. The Mishnah Dalet. Shochet es ha-veshet. Let's say you went to shecht the behema, that you have to shecht both simonim, and you shechted the veshet first, and then uposek es ha-gageris, and then the gageris was like uprooted, was torn off without a ma'aseh shechita. Well, the opposite way. Oysa shochet es ha-gageris. First you went and you shechted the gageris, you shechted the kono, you shechted the windpipe, uposek es ha-veshet, and then you tore off the veshet, the food pipe. Or else you shechted one of these two simonim. V'intim lo ad shemeso, and then you just waited until the animal died, you do not make a shechita on the second simon. So in all these cases, it's not called you made a kosher shechita. Therefore, it's considered that the animal died without a shechita, and the lochers will soon see it has tumas nevela on the animal. Or else, oyshe hechled es ha-sakin tachas ha-sheni. Or else you put the knife underneath the second simen. So you have a psul of chalodu now. The knife is covered up with shashchito u'pesokoi, and you shecht from down upwards. So in all these cases, Rav Yisheva of oymen nevela, Rav Yisheva says the animal has a tumas nevela on it. It's called dead without a ma'aseh shechita. Since it's a psul in the shechita, it's called like you didn't make a ma'aseh shechita, and therefore the animal now has a tumas nevela on it. Rabbi Akiva says, treifa no, Rabbi Akiva says, the animal is considered like a shechita, at least was started, was done to it, and therefore it's only called like a treifa, it does not have tumas nevela. Now, klal omer Rav Yeshiva mishum Rav Yeshua. This is the klal that Rav Yeshiva said over the name of Rav Yeshua, that kol shenifslo v'shchitoso. Anytime there's a psul in the shchita, the locher is nevela, that the animal remains in nevela. But kol sheshchitoso kro, anytime the shchit itself was done with the right way, there's no psul in the shchita. Shos v'dov v'racha gorem lo liposel. Something else was wrong with the animal. Let's say the animal is a treif already. Something else caused it that there's no heta b'achila. In such a case, treifa, then the animal remains a treifa, and it does not have tumas nevela. That's Rabbi Sheva's pshat. Therefore, in the reish of the Mishnah, that all these apsulim in the maisa shchita, it's not considered like a kosher shchita was done to the animal. Therefore, the animal remains a nevela. And the Mishnah ends off to say, for hoydelo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agrees, like to Rabbi Sheva. Now, Rabbi Kiva was chayzer, retracted, and he also holds now that the animal remains a treifa. Mishnehei. Ha-sheichet behema chayi v'yoif. Somebody shechted a behema or a chayi, a wild animal, or a deer, v'yoif or a bird. V'lo yotzem mihem dam, and no dam, no blood came out b'shas t'shchita. Stuk sherim, the locher is kosher, by chulun you do not have to have dam, and therefore it's a kosher shchita, smutat item. And the locher is, v'necholam b'yadayim azu avois. Even though your hands are tummy, do not wash your hands without mutil shadayim, even though your hands is a sheni l'tumma, still you're allowed to eat the meat with these hands. Why? Lefish lehuchshu badam. Since the blood did not touch the meat, like there was no blood there, so the meat had no huchshu l'kabel tumma, no water went over the meat. Therefore, it's not huchshu l'kabel tumma. Therefore, the meat does not become tummy from your hands. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat, even though you're touching it with hands, without mitzilah shadoyim. The more as against arichas, the question is, that even though it would be huchshu l'kabel tumma, but by chulin, a sheni does not make a shlishi. There's no psul shlishi by chulin. And here the yadayim is a sheni. So how does it make a shlishi? The Gemara comes out, the Mishnah is talking about chulin, shenas v'atayras ha-kodesh, meaning someone is makabel upon himself to eat this meat, the kedusha, with the kedushas of chulin, of hegdish on it. Therefore, since we're getting to hegdish, a sheni does make a shlishi. So therefore, if the bosa would have been huchshar, it would have been also to eat this meat with your hands without mefilas yadayim. But now that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no dam, there's no hukshar, therefore it's mutat eat the meat, even with your hands. However, Rabbi Shimon says, hukshru b'shchita no, even though no dam came out, no dam touched the meat, but still the actual shchita itself, since there's ma'isa shchita is matah the meat b'achila, it's also a svar of hilchos tumah. Even though usually food is not makabel tumah unless first water comes in contact with it, has to be a nichele that you're happy with the water on it. But over here by a shchita, since the ma'isa shchita is mata, the boss of bachila, it's like a migu, it's mata, with bachila, who adin, it makes it into an eichel, the kabutumah. Therefore, the bosser is makabutumah, even without a hechsher of dam. Now, Mishnah Vov. Ha-sheichet es ha-musikenis. If somebody goes to shecht the behemoth that's about to die, and you want to shecht it fast before it dies, so you really have a suffix, maybe it even died right before at the beginning of the Shechita. So Rav Shimon Gamliel loimer, achet tefarches biyad v'regel. The animal is only kosher if even after the Shechita, still the animal moved around, it's moved its hands and its feet, then it's a proof that really had enough koyach, and that the Shechita is what killed it and not before. Rabbi Eliezer says, dayo im zimko. It's enough if it's zimko, means it likes groaning from its throat, and the dam comes out. The kiss of the Beis HaShechita, if the dam pours out strong, that's also a simon to say it had koyach, and be sure it died through the Shechita, not before the Shechita. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Af HaShechit Balayla. Even if somebody makes a Shechita at night time, and he can't tell really what happened right after the Shechita, and again, this was a Musakenis, an animal that was about to die, on the Macher next morning, Hishkim Motzak Solem Leim Dam. He finds the walls, some say it means the walls of the Beis HaShechita of the neck, full of dam. Sheira, that's a simon that really was a good Shechita. Shezinko, and Ukimidis Reb Elezer, he passes like Reb Elezer, that's enough of a simon of a Shas Shechita, the dam gushes out, that's a proof to say it had enough koyach, and therefore the Shechita was a kosher Shechita. However, again, the Chachom Loimrim, the Chachom say though, Ashete Parches, Oy Biyadei Beregel. No, the animal has to move after the shchita, either its foot or its hands. Oyad shet the kashkesh biznovoy, Or else if it moves its tail, if after the shechita it moves its tail, that's also proof to say it had koyach and it died through the shechita, not before. Now the Mishnah says, echad behem medakev, echad behem agasa. Whether it's a big animal or a small animal, meaning a sheep or a cattle, has the same halachis. Now, behem medakev by a small, by a sheep, or lamb, sheposh the yod of loyach zirupsula. If all the animal did after shechita was, it just stretched out its hand, but did not bring it back, that's psula. That's not a sim that had chiyas. Sheinu elo hoitzoyas nefesh bavad. That's only the sign that usually happens b'shas the nefesh when it dies. So it could be it was not strong enough to take the shechita. Maybe it died even before the shechita. That's not a good simen. Hashem came by behem megasa. That would be enough. Now the Mishnah explains itself. Ba'med devar amurim. When was it said that the animal has to move after shechita in order to say that it's kosher? That's only shehoisa becheskes musukenis. Only if the animal was becheskes to be sick, it was a weak one. Avlam hoisa becheskes bria. If the animal is becheskes to be a healthy, a strong one, then the lochari is afilu ein bo echad mikol ha-simonim alolu. Even if none of these things happen, still as long as you made a kosher shechita, then the lochari is kshera, then the pshat is kosher, it's a kosher shechita. Why? Because we said the animal for sure was strong enough, and the shechita is what killed it. Mishnah Zayin. Ha-sheched le-nochri. If somebody shechs, if a Jew shechs an animal that belongs to a goy for the goy, so Tanakam holds shechitos akshera, that we hold it's a kosher shechita. There's a few reasons the Gemara, either because the main machshava goes after the shechet, and since he's a Jew, his machshava was not the Shem Avodah Zarah. Rosh Kostam, they hold even Stam Goyim, the machshava is not the Shem Avodah Zarah. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's possible the shechita. Because Stam Goy has in mind to do with the Shem Avodah Zarah, and even though a Jew is doing the shechita, but since the owner, the goy, is there, his machshava passels the behemoth. Consider the shechita l'shem avoy dezoro. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says like this: Afilu shchoto sheyecho anochri mechatsa kovit shalom is also psula. Means if a Jew made the shechita for a goy, and even though the goy only plans to eat from this meat, just machsa kovit, that's yaseras kovit. That's the top lobe of the liver. Even though he only plans to eat a small amount from this animal, still psula. Why? The klal is shestam machsheves nochri li avoy dezoro. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. But stam a goy always thinks to do it, it should be done l'shem avoy dezoro. So since the goy is the owner over here, even though he only has a small chelik in it, still it's considered a machsheva psula that makes this animal into an avoy dezoro, into a takrubas avoy dezoro. Now, Rabbi Yossi Gracie says no. Like to argue on your Reb Lezer. Madach by a korban. Where there we know the Rav Sulam of Machshava Sholish more passes sometimes. Tigel different Machshavas passed by korban. Still the klal is ain hakol holach eler acharoy veid. Who could have the Machshava to passel? Only the koyin or the one that's doing the avoidus. Mashenkin, the owner of the korban, the bailim, their Machshava is not passed the korban. If so, Mokoim, Shein, Machshava, Pesalas, Pechulim, by regular Behemas, Chulim, where there is no Psul, Machshava, Shlo, Lishma, or other Machshavas. Is Ein Adin, isn't the Svar for sure to say, Shlo, Yehei, HaKril, Hulach, Elam, Achara, Sheikhet, that everything should not, it should only go after the Sheikhet, the one who's doing the Shechita, and not after the Bailim. That if even though the owner is a Goy, and he has a Machshava, Lishma, by the Zara, but since he's not doing the Shechita, therefore the Shechita is Tshera. It's Mutter for Jew to eat from the Shechita. Mishneches, ha-sheichet l'shem horim. That's someone that makes a shechita, and he has the mind to shech l'shem the mountain, whereas l'shem gevoyis, l'shem the hill, l'shem yamim, l'shem a river, ocean, l'shem the horeth, l'shem a river, l'shem midborius, l'shem a desert, l'shechita sepsula. In all these times it's called the shechita sepsula, which is also teeth from the animal, because even though it's arosa bano, it's not called takrubas avedizorah, because these things, since the mechub lekarka, they themselves do not become an avodah zara, but our koponim is called you're doing an avodah to an avodah zara. See, even though it's not takruvos, but what should they say? It's only yosem the rabbanim, because it's mechse. It looks like you're shechting the shein the avodah zara. See, even though the one that's doing the avodah, he's chayiv misa, he was oved, but since the har is not osa b'hanom, it's not osa. Therefore, the animal also does not become osa really. It's only Yosef Tidit, it's a Zera, it's Nechsei, as if Yishech from Lashem Avoy Dezorah. Therefore, it's only Siddich Chitos Apsula. What's going to be Shnayim Oichsen Besakim Meshechetim? Two people holding onto the knife and make a Shechita. Echad B'Shem Echad Mekolelu, one of them have in mind for one of these things that make the Shechita possible. The Echad L'Shem Dovah Kosher, the other one is Shech from Lashem Dovah Kosher. L'Chirish Chitos Apsula. Still, the one person's Machshava castles the Behemoth. Mishnah Tes, ein shech tim lo letech yamin. When you shecht an animal, in all other shecht that the dam should run into the yam, into the ocean. Lo letech noris, not that the blood should run into the river. Lo letech kelim, not that the blood should run into a keli. The people should not say you be mekabel the dam amanas to throw tavoy the zara. Al v'shech to letech uga shemayim, but you let a shecht that the blood should go into an uga. It's a little puddle of water, that's okay. Uvas vina, let's say you run a ship. Agabi kelim, then you're allowed to shecht even into kelim. Because there the pshat is you don't want to get the floor dirty, so you're allowed to shecht even into a kli. Now, ain't shecht in a gumi, you should not shecht into a gumi, into a hole in the ground. Kol ikar, no matter where you are, if you live a beisai, you should not shecht, and that the blood should go into uga, go into a hole in the ground. But that was a derech haminim. Looks like you're doing something in Derech Haminim. But the answer is, you're allowed to make a hole in the middle of your house, in the middle of the floor. In other words, you check a little bit further away, and let the dam run down into that hole, that's okay. Should not even do this much, you shouldn't even make the hole further away from the place where you're shechting. Should not do chukas haminim. These things are chukas, things that the minim do. We have to be careful not to do the chukas haminim. Yeah, Mishnah Yud. Ha-shoichet l'shem oila. Somebody checks a regular behemoth, and he has a mind to do with the shem of korban oila. L'shem zvach, and he has a mind to do with the shem another korban, that's yishlamim. L'shem osham, toli. He has a mind to shech this animal, a regular behemoth chulin. L'shem osham, toli. Or else l'shem Pesach, he has a mind to shecht l'shem a korban Pesach, l'shem toida, or else he shechts it, and he has a mind to do with the shem a korban toida. So loch reshchitas the psula. In all these cases, the shchita is possible, even though really there shouldn't be anything wrong with it, because since the animal is not a korban, it's only chulin, there's no psul machshava. But the moshe tzasa because the marasayin, it looks to people as if he's shechting a korban bachutz, so people may think shchutei chutz is kosher. Therefore, midrabbanan it's also. However, Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's kosher. He does not make this chash of marasayin. Now, what's going to be shnayim oichsen besakin? Two people holding on to the knife b'shechtin. They shecht together. And again, echad l'shem echad nekolelo. One of them have the mind to shecht l'shem one of these machshavis. V'yechad l'shem dov kosher. So again, shchitas tzapsula. Since one of them is doing l'shem anil l'shem eshlamim, that's a marasayin, it looks like a shrutei chutz, therefore it's possible. What's going to be though, ha-shoichet l'shem chattas? Let's say a person takes a regular behemas chulin, and he makes a shrutei l'shem a korban chattas, ros l'shem osham vadai, ros l'shem b'chor, l'shem maisa, l'shem temura. In these cases, by these kochim, is shrutos and ksheira. There's no marasayin, the shrut is kosher. And the reason is because these things do not become b'toras and neder in the dova. You only could have a korban osham if you did a chet, if you have a chiyuv to bring it. As far as we know, you have no chiyuv. If everybody knows this is not a korban chattis. So therefore, there's no marasayin that people think you're shechting a korban machutz. Therefore, the Mishnah ends off that zeh klal is the general rule that kol dovah she nidor v'nidov. Anything that comes to us in neder in the dovah is the first part of the Mishnah is hashoichet l'shemayosa. They make a shchit l'shem them, l'shem or shlomim. L'shem a korban oila, then it's also there's a marasayin. It looks like shchutei chutz, but v'sheino nidor v'nidov. If you shecht l'shem some that doesn't come with us a neder in a davam, like a korban chatas or an osham, then the locher is hashoichet l'shmoi kasha. You shecht l'shmoi, still the animal is kasha. There's no marasayin. Like everybody knows, it's not a korban, and therefore since it's only a behemoth chulin, there's no psul of a shchita l'shem a korban. Now we're up to Perigimel Mishnah. Elu treifas the behemoth. These are the things that happens to an animal and makes it a treifa. And therefore it's also tidit, even if you make a kosher shechita, still the pasuk says, ubasa basada treifa lo teichlu. So what are these things that make the animal into a treifa? So the Mishnah mentions 18 things. The first one is nekuvas haveshet. That's the food pipe. If you have a neck of there, a hole that goes through it, and the moral comes out that on the veshet, there are two eris, there are two skins, there are two membranes. There's the inside one and the outside one. The inside one is white, the outside one is red, and therefore if the neck will go through both of them, even the neck of kol shu, it makes it into a treifa. Then the second one is upsukas hagageris, that's the windpipe. Here just on the neck of just a small hole does not make a treifa, but it has to be upsukas hagageris. Upsuka means as nifsak, means a cut through rove of the chalal of the hagageris. The width of it, rove of its width, was cut through, that's called upsukas hagageris. That's a treifa. Now, nikov krum shamech. Let's say the membrane that protects around the brain. Also, it has two krumim, two membranes, the top one and the bottom one. Therefore, if the hole goes through them, that makes a treifa. So, if more comes out, if nikov akrum atacht, the bottom one has a hole in it, it becomes a treifa. But if it's nikov akrum elyoin, that's not a treifa, the bottom one still protects it. The main thing is, if there's a nekev in the bottom membrane covering the brains. The fourth one is, nikev halev lebeis chalolev. There's a hole, a nekev, that goes into the heart, but it goes into the beis chalolev, means the cavity, the hollow part of the hole, of the heart. That's how far deep down it goes. Now, nishbura hashedra, let's say the shedra. If the spine was broken, and the nifsak ha-chutshalo, and the cord inside it was also cut through, that's called a treifa. What's going to be nitlo ha-covid? Let's say the covid, the liver, was taken out, and v'lo nishtayim hemena klum, nothing was left over. That's also called a treifa. The whole thing was taken out, that's called a treifa. Horeyo, the lungs, shenikva, if it's a neck, it was even a small hole, went into one of the lungs. There are five parts of the lung. So nikva hareyish nikva is a treifa. Oisha chosro or zelfa, part of it is missing. That means one of the five unis, one of the five lobes of the lungs are missing. That's also called a treifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Acha Tinoka Blaveis Hamsumfunis. He yells no, just from a regular hole that goes into the lungs, that does not make it into a treifa. Only if the hole goes into the base on symphonis, into the bronchoi, that's going like to the bigger tubes. And the Morris says he needs to say the symphon hagodol, the big bronchoi. Now, nikvo, what's going to be? The nikvo hakevo, that's the stomach, the neck that went into the stomach, that's also called the treifa. Nikvo hamoro, that's the gallbladder. The gallbladder has a nekev, it's also a treifa. Nikvo hadakin, that's the intestines. If they have a nekev, it's also a treifa. Now hakeres hapnimish nikva, the inner stomach, the keres is another type of stomach. One is the keva, then you have the keres, the inner portion of the keres. If that has a nekev, it becomes a treifa. Or shenikra roiv hachitzeno, else the outer portion of the keres, there a nekev alone does not make it for treifa, but it has to be nikra roiv. It's ripped. Most of the majority of it, roiv of it, is ripped. That makes a treifa. And the Gemara comes out, so machlokes is exactly what does the keref hachitzayna means, the keres. Some say that's the bosra chayfas reva keres. That's a thick room, a thick membrane that goes around the whole stomach. So that, if it's reva, if it is ripped, that's a treifa. Reb Yudah says it depends. Hagdoyla tefach. If it's a big animal, so then reva is like much more than a tefach. So you don't really need reva to be cut. It's enough just of a tefach of it is cut, that's also a treifa. The aktana in a smaller animal, that a tefach is more than roiv, then it's a golachumra, then bruba, then even if less than a tefach is cut, just roiv of it, of the keras achitzen is cut, is nikra, that's also a treifa. That's called the aktana bruba. Now, hamasois or besakoisois, another two types of stomachs that they're attached one next to another, chenikvo lachutz. If the neck goes outside, that's a treifa. From the inside, though, there we say one still protects the other one, that would not be considered a treifa. Notlum min hagag, let's say the animal fell off a roof. That's a treifa. And you shecht it right away before you let it get up. That's a treifa of refrain, shema nisrasko, a vareho, there's an internal hurting there. That's a treifa. Now, nishtabru roi tzalaseho, let's say the majority of its ribs were broken. A behemoth has 22 ribs, so majority of them has 12 ribs. So 12 ribs were broken, that makes it into a treifa. Odrushas hazev, let's say a wolf attacked an animal, is Doris the animal, that's also a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, drushas hazev bedaka, you should know a zev, a wolf, that's enough of a drusa to attack the daka, a small animal. But Udrusas Haribagas, a bigger animal, not enough a zev would not make a treifa. There you have to have an Ari lion. If a lion attacks a big animal, that's a treifa. Now, Drusas Hanates, if a hawk attacks a bird, B'yoyf Hadak, and a small bird, if it attacks it, that's also a treifa, it makes it a Drusa. Udrusas Hagas, that's another type of a bird, that's B'yoyf Hagas. If that attacks even a bigger bird, that makes it into a treifa. Now, this is the cloud of Mishnah, that called Shen Kamo Chaya treifa. Any type of an animal that has something like this wrong with it, that it can't live, that's the yisoid of a treifa. That's what our Mishnah holds. That a treifa is a nechaya, that has one of these simanim like it can't live too much longer. Now, Mishnah Beis. V'yeilu k'sheres b'behema. These are the things even that happens to the animal. If the animal is still kosher. Nikvo hagageris. If the windpipe just has a nekev, it's not a psuka, just a nekev, it's not a treifa. By shenistika, or else if it's cut lengthwise, that's not a treifa, it has to be psuka, means the width is cut across. Now, ad kama techsar, how much should be missing from the gageris to make it into a treifa? So, b'shimim ben gamliloimer, ad ki yisr hotalki, that's the shear of an yisr hotalki. If the chsaron is less than this, then this type of a coin, then it's still kosher. If it's more than this, or this size, then it becomes a treifa. Rabbi, now nifchasor hagogelis. Let's say the skull was nifchasor, was like cut up, was opened up, was split, but lenikav krum shamayich, but the membrane has no hole in it, it's not a neck of it all. So the locker is, still it's kosher. Nikav halei, let's say a hole went into the heart, but v'leila beis chalolot, did not come into the cavity of the heart, also it's kosher. Nishpru hashidva, let's say the spine was broken, but v'leinifsak hachut shalo, the cord inside it was not broken, not touched, still kosher. Nitlo hakoved, v'nishtar hemeno kazayis, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal, but there's at least a kazayis left over of it, it's kosher. Hamasos beis hakoses, these are the two types of stomachs, one next to another. Shenik v'zelotev zeh, if the inside was a whole one to another, so since they're close by and they're attached, they are like seisim, so it's not called a treifa, still kosher. What's going to be nitl hatchel, let's say the spleen was taken out, whereas nitl hakloyis, the kidneys were taken out, nitl lechi atachto, the bottom jaw was taken out, nitl ha'enshalo, its womb was taken out, v'charusa b'dei shemayim, means it got scared, and because of that, the lungs like shivered up. But since it happened, let's say like they heard lightning, they shemayim got them scared. That's not called a treifa. Hagluda, what's going to be the case where the animal was skinned? All the skin was taken off the animal, and the animal was alive. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Meir said if you make a shechita, it's kosher. That's not called a treifa. The chachamim poysen, the chachamim say no. Gluda is also called a treifa. If all the skin was taken off the animal, that makes it into a treifa. Now Mishnah Gimel. V'yelu treifas b'yoyf. These are the treifas you find by a bird that makes it possible. Nekubas ha-veshet, the same thing like a behema, if the veshet, the food pipe, has a hole in it. Psukas ha-gageris, if the windpipe also was cut through right of it, just like by behema, and that's the chiddush. Even though a chicken has less chiyas, only one sim is not for shechita, still it's not a treif until you have a psukas hagageris. Hikas or chulda, let's say a chulda weasel bit it, aroisha on the head of the chicken, is mokim shoysa as a treifa. If that would be a place where there'd be a neck of the maker for treifa, now it's also called a treifa, the fact that the weasel bit it. We're not talking about where put his claws in there, because that's a trifle he had before. Just it bit it, so that's totally where it bit it. Nikav ha-kurkavin, that's also a type of a stomach in the birds. If that has a neck, it's a trifle. Nikvu ha-dakin, if the intestines has a hole in it, that's also called a trifle. Noflol or, let's say the bird fell into fire. V'nechmru b'nei mayeho, and the intestines of it were scorched. That's also called a trifle, but it depends. Im yiroikim sulim. The Gemara says they need to say things that were supposed to be red. If they turn green, that's a simin trefa. But in madumim, if they stay red, then it's ksherim. What's going to be dors? So let's say somebody, a man, tramples over the bird, trufa bakoisli, throws it against a wall, or shiritsasa bebehema, or else a behema, an animal, tramples over the bird. Mufacheses, and still afterwards the bird is still moving around, vishosim liyes liyes, and it stays alive for 24 hours, and then shchotoy, then you shecht it, and echnami, then it's ksherim, that's not called the trefa. Mishnah Dalit, the elu ksheris b'yef. These are the things that happen to a chicken, to a bird that's still kosher. Nikvu ha-gageris, if you only have a hole in the gageris in the food pipe, in the windpipe, or shenistiko, or else the crack went the length of it. Even though it's a long crack, the long is only the length of it. It's kosher, not the width. Hikas achulda arosh. Let's say the weasel bit it on the head of the oif, but makim shenoy soisa treifa. And the place that it, even if it be a neck of there, does not make it for treifa, it's also ksheira. Nikev hazefik, let's say the crop of the bird has a hole in it, it's kosher. Rebbe says, afilu nitol, even if you take out the whole crop, still it's kosher. What's going to be yotzu b'nei meyeho? Let's say the intestines of the bird comes out, v'lo nikfu, but there's no neck of there. So that's not a treifa. Nishtabru gafeho, let's say the big wing broke. Nishtabru ragle, let's say its foot broke. Nimru tukinafeho, let's say the big feathers of it broke. Still ksheira. Rabbi Yudi says, im nitla hanoitza psula, if you take off its small feathers that are around the body, that makes it for treifa. That is the same halacha like gluda, that the skin was taken off a behemoth, that would make it into a treifa. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.